بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تشارف الشيخ عارف بالله حرومي وقت الشيخ حكيم هو اختصاب نبر الله مركره تايتل سكون الدل. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال و دولت میں, کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, بدون حکم خدا سائی صدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا, بدون حکم خدا سائی صدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا, اگر پیٹرول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, اگر پیٹرول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, گناہوں سے سکون پاتا, گناہوں میں سکون پاتا, تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا, اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میرا قدم رکھنا نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں، میرا قدم رکھنا اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا، اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستانِ درد سے اختر، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا، کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارک وتعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین، صدق اللہ مولانا العظیم. This very important ash'ar of our Shaykh, which were rendered many times and which we have explained also many times, but they are great, great lessons for us to take. We should take, listen to the explanation and see what a great, not one, but how many bayans Hazrat has made in these. And if we pay attention and we listen with the niyat of Islah, that is also a very important thing. As Maulana Ghulam Sahib Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained that when he went back after his studies to the Khanqa in Jalalabad for his Islah, Hazrat called him and asked him, why have you come here? So he said, for my Islah, etc. So Hazrat said, just this casual way, coming in the majlis, etc., not going to make your Islah. Come with your niyat for the Islah. And all of us should think, we have come for the majlis, how many of us made some niyat? Or we just got in the car, it's Tuesday night, and we just came. We take it for granted, how many of us made any niyat? And the niyat to make is just like you go to a doctor. You don't just go to the doctor for nothing. Unless he's your friend, you go meet him, you speak with him, but like that, a call on a doctor is not just for nothing. You got a niyat to go. You got a cough, you got a fever, you got whatever else is your problem. That is why you go. So the majlis also, we must come with that niyat. And our spiritual illnesses that we have, every person must think that I've got anger in me, for example, whatever it is, my eyes are out of control, I've got jealousy in me, I've got hatred in me, pride in me, whatever our diseases are. And we are filled with diseases. And that person who feels that I haven't got a disease has got all the diseases. This is similar to what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, by which we can understand it, that a person says all men are destroyed. Then he is the greatest destroyed man. He can't see any good in any person. Everyone is a bad person. He doesn't see any good in any person. That is proof he's the worst of all people. So just like that, if we don't see any disease in ourselves, That is proof we are extremely blind and we are extremely out of touch with ourselves. Forget with anyone else. If a person is out of touch with his wife, endless problems. He says something, she means something, she takes some other meaning. He doesn't say it in the right way. Always she's misunderstanding. Everyone is misunderstanding. Only you write all the time. You are out of touch with yourself. You don't understand yourself also still. So that is one that we make niyat, that we come here for our Islam. And particularly which diseases are plaguing us the most, we make that niyat. And then if we come, and that not only the majlis, all our other things also, our ma'amulat that we do, we're reading our morning, evening wazai, for example, we're making our zikr, our tilawat, everything, do it with the niyat of this Islam. I'm making my zikr, and zikr, zakir ka dil ko muzakka bana deta. Zikr purifies, cleanses the heart of the zakir. And then not only muzakka, musaffa bana deta hai, polishes it also, cleanses it, polishes it, and mujalla bana deta, and then shines it also. So if a person makes his zikr with that niyat, that my anger, my hatred, my lust, my pride, my love of dunya, all these things are overtaking me. And he makes his zikr, zikr will purify, cleanse his heart. Zikr will polish his heart. Zikr will shine his heart. Like that our ma'amulat, our tilawat also, coming to the majlis also. And whether that disease we have, it has been spoken about or has not been spoken about. You come with that niyat, you will get your treatment, you will get your medicine. Just like, for example, you went to a doctor, you said, I got a fever, he checks you up, he gives you antibiotics. Then you tell him, I got a cough also, he tells him the same antibiotics will sort it out. Then you tell him, my muscles are paining, my joints of the body are paining, he said that antibiotics will sort it out. So like that, what we do, all our problems will get sorted out. And there it is the doctor and his medicine. Yeah, it is over the sheikh, is Allah takes over. When today's dunya is Darul Asbab, we have to have Asbab. So Allah has made this khanqa, the sheikh, just the means. But the actual murabbiya haqiqi is none other than Allah Ta'ala himself. When you make your niyat of islah, etc., Allah Ta'ala will grant it. And then further, Manana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullahi explained to make your islah, not only you came in majlis and finished, you say, uske baad seedhe apne kamre mein chale jao. And Hazrat said it with like sternness in his voice. Then go straight to your room. Don't stand around and talk with people. Kundi laga do. Lock the room. Le jao bistare pe. Lie down on your bed. Revise the whole majlis again. Everything that was said, revise it again. And if you have good friends that you sit together and you revise it, mashallah, as the girls or the ladies of Rustenburg say, they go and revise on the tomorrow Wednesday, Yomul Arbi'a, they have a little majlis and they revise everything again. That will help tremendously. Many things we forgot, our minds wondered. Many points we heard came to our mind. Somebody else's mind, some other point comes by discussing it. Otherwise, at least on your own. Go home tonight, and before you sleep away, or those who are driving home, who are going passengers, think about the majlis. And discuss it in the car. Discuss it, and otherwise on your own. And then further, Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali say, don't say, Maine irada kiya guna chhorne ka. Maine irada kiya, ke ab main hasad nahi karunga. Ab main galat nazar nahi dalunga kisi par. No, kar liya. Already I've decided, I've given it up already. Make this niyat, then see your islah take place. So may Allah give us tawfiq. And a person who makes that, Allahu Akbar. Just this week, one riwayat that came across for a mu'min. And he is meant mu'min e kamil. A person who made his islah. A person who got taqwa in him. Made tawbah of his gunas. And ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, who we call Allah Wala. Who became a wali of Allah. When he dies, Allah Ta'ala appoints two angels, farishtas, to make ibadat by his grave till the day of Qiyamah. And all that sawab goes into his account. What can our ibadat be? Two farishtas. But that is if we became muttaqi. We became awliya. We came, became the friend, mu'min e kamil. We became proper believers. Not all this mix up, some guna also, some good deeds also. By day we are something else, by night we are something else, in public we are somebody else, private we are somebody else. No, a person who became a muttaqi. Just see what a great in'am. When you die, Allah Ta'ala appoints two farishtas who keep and farishtas ibadat. How pure. And not only for 50 years, you live for 50 years. You live for 60 years, not 50, 60 years. Ila yawmil qiyamah. Till the day of, and all that sawab goes in your account. What greater ni'mat can there be? That is why whoever has come for the 40 days, 30 days, whatever period, and the niyat is islah. The niyat is islah. On that niyat Allah will grant. So this is the way to do that, inshallah. So, Hazrat explains this. Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata. Did I not got my medicine of the heart from Allah wala? And there's no other shop that sells this medicine. There is only from the khanqa you will get the medicine of the heart. Hazrat Mahashah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, one Khalifa, was for treatment in a hospital in Bombay. So the doctors, they wanted him to sign a paper for one operation which they needed to do on him. So he said, I'll ask my spiritual doctor. So they said, who's a spiritual doctor? We are doctors. We treating you all the time, day and night. Where some spiritual doctor came out? So he said, okay, to call all the doctors of the hospital, private hospital, and let me explain to you who is a spiritual doctor. When they gathered all the doctors, he said, see, you will continuously draw blood from us to do various tests, cholesterol, kidney function, thyroid function, all too much tests. And how many tests they do. So, in that test of yours, can you check for me how much pride I got? How much of jealousy I got? How much love of dunya? They say, no, that our test cannot do. That's a spiritual doctor. So this is where this medicine and this diagnosis can only be done in the khanqa, the spiritual hospital. It can't be done anything else. And if you didn't come here and you didn't get this medicine from here, you won't be able to, you won't go anywhere. So Hazrat says that had I not got my medicine, what Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali said, لَوْلَا سَنَتَانْ لَهَلَكَ نُعْمَانْ. Had it not been 2 years that I spent in my Shaykh's khidmat, Shaykh Jafar Sadiq, then I should have been destroyed completely. But that I spent my 2 years, by that Allah Ta'ala made me. So this year, so Hazrat said, if I had not gone to Allah Wala and got my medicine, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دوا پاتا. It should have been extremely hard for me to control my evil nafs. Everyone's nafs, nafs is nafs ammara. It commands you with all types of evil. So if a person doesn't go to Allah Wala, even if we are bayat, but bayat rasmi, just by name. And one friend of ours said, I became bayat just rasmi. Now I want to become haqiqi. I want to renew my bayat again. That is how bayat should be. Not just for name's sake. Not for barakat's sake. Not because other people. And worst of all, not because we got some financial problem, health problem, domestic problem, and we think become bayat, and now it will sort out. No. For with the niyat of islah. That bayat is worthwhile. That bayat, that your niyat is to make your islah. So if I didn't do that, this nafs of mine should never have been under control. And also don't think that by becoming bayat, your nafs won't come under, it will definitely. You just follow the instruction and you will be amazed. And mashallah, how many of our friends write in what evil environment they are. But because they applied themselves, how Allah has saved young girls, professors at the university, people who are living, working in a lab. And there they have to treat this woman who come, they come semi-naked. And then when they come for the treatment, they, whatever little they got also, they take it off. And then they make advances also. How are you going to save yourself when you are alone with that woman? But if you took this treatment, then otherwise you yourself go and look for opportunities. On the other hand, those who didn't get this medicine and didn't treat themselves, they go and look for haram. And this, when haram comes in front of you and you save yourself. And it's possible in these days, and not old people, young girls, young boys, young men, everyone has got temptation in front of him. But if you take your medicine, see what and what can be achieved. Khuda ki sarkashi se khudkashi hai maal aur daulat mein. When you make the you engage in the disobedience of Allah, transgress the laws of Allah Ta'ala, don't care, fa ansahum anfusahum, then you get involved in all the things of this dunya, you forget yourself also. You wanted money to have a nice life, but money became your object. Now you only want to make money, and in making money you haven't got time even for your own little rest also. You haven't got time for to go and see the doctor even. Now it's just you want to make up money all the time. So when you disobey Allah Ta'ala, and you go in wealth, in dunya, in woman, etc. Mufti Ibrahim Desai, Damat Barakatum, who gave the talk on Yawmul Ahad's night, Saturday night. He said that a very wealthy man, so busy that if you wanted an appointment, you could only get it after about a month or so. But because of indulging in adultery, zina, he lost everything. That when he came and meet him, he said, my last 2 rands I hid. Till today also there are those pay phones. You put your money in and then you phone public phones. So he said, my last 2 rand I spent to phone you and make an appointment. Everything I lost. So a person loses everything. And a person goes mad in this. And not only mad, what Hazrat says, a person commits suicide also. Personally, my one friend, a good relationship we have, mashallah, handsome also, alim, good alim also, and good hafiz also, but too concerned to be smart all the time. And to be smart, dressing must be up to date, everything must match also, socks must match with the kurta, the amama must match also, the rumal you wear, that must always, neat, tidy is in its place. But to be smart like this, it comes with its baggage. I know him for about 30 years, today's condition, I would expect that he would even commit suicide. It's the problems that he has got. Because we are close, he discloses all his things to me. What, whether it's domestic problems with the wife, with the children, whether it's financial problems, whether it's health problems, you don't know what hit you from what side. So when you are young and you want to be smart, dressed up, and you don't realize inside, your nafs is telling you to draw the attention of woman. Then when woman makes an advance, how are you going to save yourself? Man is so weak, how is he going to save himself? You get involved with one woman, two women, then your life becomes a ruin, a mess. Your wife comes to know, your children come to know. And then what respect is left? And everything is ruined in that. So a person, when he does all this, he goes into khudkashi. Allah sarkashi leads to khudkashi. That disobey Allah in this world, you even want to commit suicide then. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aise suna jata. But those who are not in show Allah wala, those who are not, and because this is my friend, I was hard on him on many times also, very hard also, and I told him clearly what I had to say, what Allah put in my heart. But just the show and titles deceive us terribly. That I'm a Maulana, I'm a Haji Saab, I'm a Tablighi, I'm a Buzurg, etc. Those titles don't help a person. And your outward form that you make, and you also, and now I'm going to wear kurta from now. A woman, I'm going to wear burqa today. How sad, Allah forgive us and save us. How many prostitutes are wearing burqa? It's not burqa women are committing prostitution, but prostitutes are wearing burqa now. So, pious woman. She's a pious woman, but inside all other things are carrying on. Topi, beard, kurta. Now, but you are deceiving people. So this doesn't help at all. You can't deceive people all the time. Some people you can deceive, but you can't deceive Allah at all. And don't deceive yourself. You know the truth yourself, what you are. Don't deceive yourself. سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوی پر. اینڈ دس پیس آف مائنڈ ٹو ادر گریٹ بگ مسٹیکس دیٹ وی میک, ون از وی فیل دیٹ آور سکسیس از ان تھنگس, ویئر از سکسیس از ناٹ ان تھنگس, اٹ از دا ریئل سکسیس از ان صفات, ان کوالٹیز, ایمان, صبر, توکل, تقوی, all the qualities, tawadu, Allah has kept success in there, not in material things. But to very sadly, the non-Muslims, they advocated it is their iman, that success is in having a big house. They measure their success, how much money you got, how much investments, how many properties. And unfortunately, because we don't turn to deen, to Allah wala, to ulama, we also just newspapers, magazines, TV, these things are all the time flooding us. So we also start thinking success is in material things. We also start there, that is our notion also. Success is, and how many of our parents force our children, you must go to university, you must make an income. Rozi is not connected at all, not with dini ilm also, not with dunya's ilm also. Rozi Allah kept in his hand. Asbab that are, you have dini ilm, Allah will look after you. Ma qadarullah haqqa qadri. First, people haven't recognized Allah. Allah feeds a snake, a scorpion, he looks after them. He has taken the responsibility. And you devote your life for deen's sake. And Allah will destroy you, allow you to be destroyed, allow your family to be destroyed. Never. Allah won't do that. So, we have got a complete wrong notion that in university degrees, Western education, then you get your rosy. Allah is not in the least, but, coupled our rosy with those things. The other thing is where we have made a big mistake, we are thinking our success is outside us. You have a big house, your success. You have a smart car, latest car is your success. And we forget success is to do with you yourself. Riches, wealth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who can be more knowledgeable than him in this dunya? Utitu ilm al-awwaleen wal-akhireen. All the knowledge of this dunya, Allah gave it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of deen, Allah gave it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, al-ghina, ghina nafs. Richness is the richness of the heart when your heart is rich. If you got lot of wealth, and I know personally friends, so much wealth, but they can't spend it on themselves. Forget their families, forget their necessities. They can't even spend that wealth. What is that? That's not wealth. That is a curse on a person. You're just a watch boy looking after that wealth. You can't even use it for yourself. You can't even have a comfortable meal also. And you spend on your family also, and you tell them you're costing me so much. And I'm spending so much money. You are a liability to me. What is that wealth? That is no wealth. When you are happy in your heart, that is a poor person who is happy in his heart has got everything. So this is what. So this sukoon e dil is not here in this world. It utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par. It comes from. It is the sukoon e dil. That is what we must have. We are fooled to have the things of comfort, and we not worried of comfort. A broad example, sleep is something else, a bed is something else. We have been fooled to think you have a wonderful bed. Oh, I'm going to enjoy my sleep. Sleep, the person who sleeps outside on the pavement is sleeping the whole night. Now, at this moment, there are so many people, they are sleeping out in the cold, but they sleep the whole night. And people with heaters, air cons, everything, and they don't sleep at all at night. Not a wink of sleep they get. So sleep is something else and a bed is something else. Sukoon e dil is something else and material things. Saman e rahat aur cheez hai, rahat aur cheez hai. That is completely different. So the sukoon e dil first and then utarta hai falak se, asman se. It comes down from the heavens. And it comes down on ahle taqwa. Three things we should keep in mind. First is what you require is sukoon e dil. Then sukoon e dil is not in this dunya, it is in the heavens by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah sends it down on who He wants to. And He sends it down on ahle taqwa. People who have got taqwa on their hearts. On the other hand, what materialism teaches us, and people of this dunya, badu, hukme khuda, without Allah's command, signs da, phir kaise pa jata. when they are in their short-sightedness, and they are looking for it in the wrong place. That person was looking for his gold coin outside under the street lamp. They are looking for the wrong thing in the wrong place. They are looking for peace of mind. Where they are looking for it? In material things. And they are looking for it in the wrong place. A person who, and we call such people as clever, intelligent. The West, the scientists, what they have done. Who are so stupid, who are looking for the wrong thing in the wrong place. How can you find ever? Look for the right thing in the right place. The right thing is sukoon edil, which is by Allah. And look for it there by Allah, in amal, in the masjid, go to for Hajj Umrah, go in Jamaat, come in the Khanqah, that is where you're going to find it. But we're looking for it in the shops. And five times a day Allah made the muazzin call out, Hayya alal falah. If you want success, come here. Yes, but we say our success in our degrees, in our studies, in our shops, in our businesses, our profession. We're saying 100% our success there. Where Allah, na'uzubillah, is Allah wrong? And we are right. That Allah said, if you want your success, come to the masjid. Here is your success. But we're looking for it there. And we're looking for things. To get our success, we're looking for things. So we're looking for the wrong things in the wrong place. Come to the right place and look for the right thing. So if it was without Allah's command, signs na, phir kaise pa jata? How can they find it? It's impossible. Then Hazrat compares the same thing again. Agar petrol ke manin hota, ye sukoon e dil. You have to get sukoon e dil. If it was something, it comes from the heavens. It doesn't come from the ground. If it was something like petrol, if it was something like oil that you dig out and you take out from the ground, like all Arab countries mostly, other countries also, they take, they dig for oil, they take out oil, etc. If sukoon e dil was that, zameen mein karke boring, usko har kafir bhi pa jata. Boring in the ground, every non-Muslim, they got the technology, they should have, and Allah kept them in small little things. And the mu'min who Allah gave him the big things, but mu'min is unmindful of what he's got, and he's worshipping the West, worshipping all. You get a job in an oil rig, and you're working there, and what money you getting there, oh, you're top of the world. Even if they ask you to shave your beard, you're prepared to shave your beard. To lose your identity, you are prepared. I'm going to get dollars there. What amount of dollars I'm going to be earning? But that is no sukoon e dil. And it isn't in the ground. It's in the heavens. And we're looking for it in the ground. And we're looking for sukoon e dil in black oil. Sukoon e dil is by Allah Ta'ala. And it comes directly on your heart. That is where you're going to find it. Buto ki ishq se dunya mein har aashiq hua paagal. In the love of these idols, whether it is anything which is ghayrullah besides Allah, whether it is woman, haram woman, street woman, dirty, filthy woman, and how sad, your own wife is biryani, halal she is, and she's biryani and roast, but you can't enjoy halal, you can't enjoy biryani and roast, Allah gave, and she became halal for you on Allah's name, and in most cases in the masjid, with a jamaat of Muslimin in front of them, and a sheikh and Ali made your nikah. How many people's nikah made in Masjid al-Nabawi, in the haram of Makkah Sharif? There your wife became halal for you, on whose name, and with ayats of Quran, khutbah, everything. She is what biryani, and she is what roast for you. But where you find your enjoyment? In feces, in stool, in the toilet you find enjoyment. The dirty, filthy woman of the road. They are toilet women. They are the woman from the toilet pen. And you enjoy that. What kind of a person who enjoys this feces, who enjoys stool, and this halal in Allah's name. You don't, even if you sleep with her, you're thinking of the toilet woman. What kind of a person is this? So this is that what we have to do, bring that. So Hazrat says, Buto ki ishq mein, whether it is this woman, whether it is your big businesses in which you are unmindful of Allah, whether it is your cars, your invest, anything besides Allah Ta'ala, and see how ihtiyat Allah puts in the kalam of Allah Wala. Har aashiq wa faalim. Muhabbat is one thing. And highest stage of Muhammad, a deeper stage is ishq. One is to be in love, one is to be madly in love. One is to be infatuated, one is to be in love, one is to be madly in love. So this person who is madly in love with these things, cursory, sometimes you love your business, you love your house, you love, even you make some guna sometimes, but very lightly, and you come out, it's not in your heart. But when this has set in your heart, it's an idol which is in your heart, that woman is outside, but she's sitting in your heart. Your business is at number 43, so and so street. But it's not there, it's in your heart, that business. Everything which is, now ishq has come. It's in your heart. So that when you reach this stage, and if you are not careful, then Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghadiyu, wa taqullah, inna Allah khabirun bima ta'amalun, wa la takunu. كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ. And when you go reach that level of ishq, then you forget yourself also. When it is infatuation, it's light. When it is muhabbat of the wrong things, then also it's still under control. But when it reaches to the level of ishq, now all those sitting things are sitting in your heart, and you die for them, you live for them, you have made them your gods now. That then that person, buto ki ishq hai duniya mein har aashiq hua pagal, that person becomes a mad person then. He's like a mad dog, a dog who got rabies, mad dog. And that dog never walks straight, but running this way, that way, this way. This person's life is like that. He's got no peace of mind. Whether he's sleeping also, he's not got no... In namaz he hasn't got. Outwardly he's making namaz, he's making zikr, tilawat, but no concentration, nothing, only that other haram things are all the time. And that excessive business is halal, jais, but when it goes over the limit, that it becomes your god, that same business becomes haram now. Hey, all these things here, what is halal also, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. That in, yeah, Hadrat our Shaykh, what a Shaykh Allah gave us, that your muhabbat of dunya's halal things, that is jais. And your wife's muhabbat is permissible. 100, not only permissible, you make love to your wife, you make her happy, you making love to her, you talking to her, you praising her, all that you making love to your wife, Allah is writing it in his, in your account. That you are making love to Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah's command, look after your wife, be good to her. And those people whose wives are not so pretty perhaps, or, and they are pretty, but because we're looking at other women, they don't look pretty. Or perhaps they are not so pretty, they are ill, they are anything, and you devote more, Allah becomes extremely happy with that person. If your wife is really pretty, then your nafs, because of your nafs, you are associating with her. But she's not that pretty, but you're giving her everything, your time, your attention, your love. How happy, because of, for my sake, that love you are making, not because of her beauty, not because of her health, not because of anything else, but for Allah's sake, how happy doesn't Allah become? So anyway, so when we indulge in the things halal also over the limit, that thing goes now to the level of haram. Halal things becomes a haram also. Just like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw the people making ishraq namaz with so much of pabandi, punctuality. Everyone making, like giving it importance. One time our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi told me, Bayan was before, after Maghrib, Isha namaz time came, and which is common, all people start with their sunnahs. So Hazrat said, how much importance they giving to this? Eh, that sunnahs really is important. But like to give it so much of ihtimam that you make it like it's a faraz to read. Then that same thing becomes a bidat. Eh, that ishraq which you read with so much of ihtimam, then it becomes a bidat. Read it every day, but don't raise it to the level like a faraz that I can't miss it. Like your wuzu break, bro, faraz namaz, you know, you have to come back, you have to make your faraz. But your nafil, Allah gave latitude, use that latitude also. So don't just be so stringent in those things that you raise the position of a nafil to a faraz. This halal, if you raise it to the very greater level, you put it into haram there. So it's very important to get this understanding of deen. And this a person can only get if he stays with a shaykh. And that is, stays with him in and out. And the best place is that is on safar. See the habits of the shaykh in his safar. What does he take ihtimam of? What doesn't he? Some of us who haven't got the right idea, you'll even make a'tiraz on the shaykh. One person told about Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he's no buzurg, he didn't get up for tahajjud. So tahajjud also is nafil in any case. Hazrat stayed up till late, making bayan, meeting with people, mashuras. After fajr immediately, nadir suffer again. A wise person adjusts himself. And he puts everything in its place. But a person who is a slave, even of this, of his tahajjud, he won't, even in that case, he won't give up his tahajjud. One time, Maulana Qamaruz-Zama sahab, I met him in Leicester, Fajr time. After Fajr, he told me, today, from 3 o'clock, people are coming for their mashuras, for their needs, for their necessities. I couldn't read my Yasin. I only read 10 ayats of Yasin today. So he didn't give it up also, but he didn't like make it, and he read the whole Yasin. Some occasion, and Allah on safar, Allah gives you without doing work. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, jab muft ko mile khane ko, to kai ko jai kamane ko. When you're getting free to eat, somebody made your dawat. Biryani, roast, chicken, everything. And you come there with your brown bread and rooibos tea. You say, no, you go and buy from the shop rooibos tea and some brown bread and you have it. Hey, Allah is giving you free of charge. Allah is giving you biryani and roast to eat. No hisab kitab in that food which is a dawat. And you're going to buy your rooibos tea and your brown bread. So this proper understanding is very, very necessary to have that. And then see how life becomes easy. And remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your najat is not in amal. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, not you also Allah's Nabi? He said, not even me, only Allah's fazal. But again, don't take it all, now we put all amal one side. And now we just get that malfuz of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, that when you are feeling tired and sleepy, close your Quran and sleep away. That one malfuz that we remember of Maulana Thanvi. All these other malfoos and their life, what they did, that we don't think. Now get the balance properly. Kunao se suku pata, to kyu pagal kaha jata. If there was peace in sense, then why were the people called maid and sent to maid hospitals? Go and see the maid hospital are not people who are poor people. Are not poor people who are, who obeyed the commands of Allah Ta'ala. When seen a maid hospital, people who had lot of dunya. People who fell into sin. Sin led them to the maid hospital. And from there, if they have the opportunity, they will commit suicide. They will kill how many people and then commit suicide themselves also. Bacho gande amal se amrado se dur ho jao. Stay away from all evil actions. Whether it is sodomy, homosexuality, whether it is adultery, whether it is any haram, stay away from all haram. Agar ye fail, achcha tha, khuda patthar na barsata. And today the governments are passing. And newspapers, front page, the first marriage of the country of Mr. So-and-so to Mr. So-and-so. And Mrs. So-and-so to Mrs. So-and-so. There's such an evil act which the world cherishes today. It makes headlines everywhere. And it was a great breakthrough in this country. That in this country, first marriage of lesbians, same-sex marriages, etc. Big thing. When the world has come to this stage, what then? Tsunami is nothing. Earthquakes are nothing. Volcanoes are nothing. We wait for the terrible azab of Allah Ta'ala. When this is our condition. And we're not even worried. Who of us makes even one dua for the Islam of even these kafirs? How many of us make dua for the hidayat? Effort, we don't even make any effort. But at least dua that Allah gives them hidayat also. It is so important. Our neighbors are non-Muslims. People we deal with, how many say, my friend is a Christian, my friend is a Hindu. Did you make dua for your Hindu friend? Did you make dua? At least dua we should make. And this kufr of them is making them so, and worse than that, we thinking that these kuffar, they very clever, what they have done, what science and what taraqqi and what progress they have done. And so what they said, state, not theirs, ours. When our priorities and our values have gone topsy-turvy. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and grant us the best of everything, inshallah. Yeah, we were reading. Yeah, is another letter. Barr-e-Saghir ke ek mashhoor alim-e-kabir of the subcontinent, one great alim's son, صاحبزادے جو عربی دا اور انگریزی زبان کے پروفیسر ہے. ہی از اے پروفیسر آف ان انگلش اینڈ عربک آلسو, دا سن آف اے گریٹ عالم. کا بیعت ہونے کے بعد پہلا خط, آفٹر ہی بیکیم بیعت ہز فرسٹ لیٹر. ہی رائٹس, خدا کرے مزاج گرامی بخیر ہو, تعلق خاطر تو حضرت والے سے پہلے سے تھا. He says that I hope you are well and I had contact with you even before I became bayat. Magar bayat ke baad to mustaqil hai hazrat ka dhyan rehta hai. And now after become bayat I think of you all the time, my sheikh. Aur shayad hi aisa hota hai ke jab hazrat wala ka tasavvur na aata ho, perhaps there is some moment that I don't think of you. Otherwise just by nature, a person who showed you the road to Allah, by natural you think. Think how much we think of our Shaykh. What do we even make one dua for our Shaykh? Our Nabi. If you got doubt on your Shaykh, you can have no problem. But your Nabi, what doubt you got on your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who of us thinks of our Nabi? That you read one durood, that you make dua for your Nabi. Nabi is not in need of your dua. But that you make dua for him, who of us does that? So it shows a great, great weakness on our side. If these things, we haven't still touched even the just the point of ay, of alif, in this part of suluk, and we think we are, I'm big Allah wala, I'm big arif billah. We are still nowhere. To have the ihsan, somebody's ihsan, and you don't appreciate it. What is the word? A dog appreciates that piece of bread it gets from your dog. Eh? And you don't appreciate. A couple came to Kufa, where Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was. And those days there were no hotels and lodges or anything. They pitched their little tent out of this town, out of the city. And they were staying there. Young, beautiful, pretty wife. Somebody's eyes fell on her. He fell in love with her. And he claimed, she's my wife. And she also, somehow or the other, she got inclined. She said, yes, he's my husband. I'm his wife. The poor husband now. Our wife got hijacked like this in a foreign place. Where must he go? Who? Somebody advised him, go to Imam Abu Hanifa. He'll sort your problem out. Went to Imam Abu Hanifa, explained to him the problem. Imam Sahib said, no problem. He took a few women of his household and he went there where they were living in their tent. So he said, empty out the tent. And he sent the household woman there to the tent. The dog they had with them for their security, etc. The dog started barking and leaping at them and wanted to bite them. So they ran away. Then he sent that man who claimed, this is my wife. The dog who chased him also, barked at him, leaped at him, wanted to bite him, chased him away, he ran away. Then he sent that woman. The dog just very calmly walking around, wagging its tail and very calmly. Then he sent the right husband to there. Dog calm and cool, wagging its tail. He told that wife, sharam kar, have shame. A dog still remembers you and is loyal to you. And you this little while, you just turned around and you said, that man is my husband. A dog is so loyal. And you so unloyal. So this is, what is the zahanat of Imam Abu Hanifa? How he sorted out that problem. And at the same time, a dog is so loyal. And we can't be loyal, we don't think what we got. MashaAllah, there are quite a few brothers when they write, how they write their letters, and they appreciate also. It's not everyone, where there's some females also, some males also, but generally, we are still nowhere. And the sad part is that we're nowhere and we think we are everyone. That is the sad part. جی اور شاید ہی ایسا ہوتا ہے کہ جب حضرت والا کا تصور نہ آتا ہو. پرہیپس اونلی آئی ڈونٹ تھنک. اللہ سے دعا ہے کہ اس تعلق و محبت کو میرے لیے باعث سعادت دارین فرما دے. آئی میک دعا دیٹ دس کنیکشن وتھ یو او مائی شیخ, اللہ میکس اٹ اے سورس آف گڈنس فار مائی دین, دنیا اینڈ آخرت آلسو, فار ایوری تھنگ. جواب آف حضرت, نہایت مبارک حالت ہے. دس کنڈیشن دوز پیپل ہو کین اپریشیٹ ایون ایف دے گاٹ ویکنس ان دیئر معمولات, دیر از اے ویری گڈ کنڈیشن وین یو ہیو دیٹ لو آف اللہ. اینڈ دس لیڈس ٹو دا لو آف اللہ, اینڈ دا لو آف اللہ لیڈس ٹو دا لو آف دا شیخ, لو آف نبی علی صلاۃ والسلام, لو آف یور شیخ اینڈ عقیدت آف یور شیخ. These are very important things, not just words and flowery language, but in your heart if it is, very, very fortunate is that person. یہ محبت مرشد، یہ محبت مرشد راہ حق میں تمام مقامات رفیعہ کے لیے مفتاح ہے. This love of the Shaykh and aqidat of the Shaykh, it is to reach the high high position, the key to reach high high goals. Another point he writes, عجیب تر بات یہ ہوئی کہ چند روز ہوئے میں نے آپ کے ساتھ والد ماجد کو خواب میں دیکھا. He says, a few days ago, I saw you at my father. Great alim he was. تفصیل یاد نہ رہی، بس اتنا صاف ہے کہ والد ماجد رحمت اللہ علیہ کے ساتھ آپ بھی تشریف فرما ہے. That you two were together, that I remember. اس خواب کی تعبیر میں نے یہی دی کہ جناب والا سے بیعت کی سعادت میرے لیے باعث برکت ہے اور والد ماجد بھی اس تعلق پر خوش ہے. From there I interpreted, he made his own interpretation, that my father is also very happy with this and it's a source of great goodness for me. Hazrat replies, نہایت عمدہ تعبیر ہے، اختر اگر تعبیر لکھتا تو بالکل یہی لکھتا. You have interpreted it very well. If I should have interpreted, I should have given the same interpretation. Another point he writes, دوسری بار خواب میں جناب والا کو تنہا دیکھا. I saw Hazrat, my Shaykh, our Shaykh alone. اور واز کی مجلس ہے، بیان was carrying on. اور بار بار فرما رہے، میں اپنی خودی میں فرما رہے ہیں کہ اپنی خودی کو مٹا دو. And in that بیان all the time Hazrat was stressing on this, that take out the anna of yourself. I did this, I'm like this, I'm somebody. In other words, tawadu. Humility, bring humility, annihilate your nafs. This is one of the prime factor objects of the tasawwuf, to annihilate the nafs. Isi par aankh khul gayi, my eyes opened on that, and he wrote this poem. Ajeeb shay hai muhabbat bhari nigah adib. That adib, that the person who spoke and he wrote, what, how wonderful he wrote, and so much of love. کہ ایک دن ہی میں دنیا بدل گئی اپنی. My whole life has changed. I was an alim myself. I'm the alim of a son of a great alim. But just this contact, it has changed. My life turned it around. Hazrat replies, یہ خواب حاصل طریق ہے. This dream of you is of yours is that you have the object of tasawwuf. Allah has granted it to mitana, اپنے نفس کو مٹانا. خواجہ عزیز الحسن صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ کیم تو مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ سے میں مٹنے ہی کو آیا ہوں. I've come to annihilate myself. Please annihilate me. This is the thing that a person must do. آپ کے والد ناجر رحمت اللہ علیہ کو بارگاہ خانقاہ تھانہ بھون سے یہی ارشاد ہوا تھا. And he says, your father was also connected with مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ. He was also given the same instruction, that annihilate yourself. This is very very important. And therefore this becomes even more better, more important to tasawwuf for ulama. Because one of the natural things that come with ilm is pride. People start praising you, your qiraat, your hifz, your bayans, whatever you do, automatically people praise you. And people respect you and they make you high. And if you haven't annihilated yourself, then you have big problems in the house. Your wife is not going to show you all that. That you must, now you, she's going to fight with you. You made a bayan and the whole masjid was praising you. When you came home, she hardly noticed you. She hardly said one word. And if she heard the bayan, she'll take out 10 faults in the bayan. All that praises was in the masjid, not in the house. Now you fight with her, you expect her also to be, and where she is going to praise you. So this is when you have an annihilator. And this also Ajib, one person was a very greedy person, extremely greedy. That if you see two people talking, he would immediately think, I think they're discussing that they must give me money. That's all he wanted. And you see somebody put his hand in his pocket, he'll think, oh, he's taking out money for me. All the time. One day he was passing the mithai shop where they make sweetmeats. So he told the owner, your gulab jamun, gulab jambu and laddu, all the things you make them bigger size. So he asked why. He said, maybe somebody will come by to give me. So if you make it, I'll get the bigger one. How much? One day a blatant lie he spoke. Children were troubling him, so he told, there's a man down the road, he's dishing out, giving out sweets. So the children immediately ran there. So he thought, maybe it's the truth. He blatant lie. So he also ran, that maybe the man is giving sweets, then I'll get left out. how much greed he has got. How many of us, especially who are told to be ulama and who make bayans in qiraat, we are greedy for praises. We finish make bayans, some people must be praising me. Anything, they must be talking about me, these people. Anything else, somebody put his hand, I think this one, he want to give me hadiah. He's going to give me a present. All the time we are plagued with these things. How lot of our islah is required? And the sad part is, we think that our islah is made. And our work is now to make other people's islah. A person who makes majlis, who gives waaz, and he doesn't make the target himself, only himself, that person is going to go astray. He'll be a dajjal. He'll be a kadhab. He'll be shaitan himself. That have to make everyone's islah. Whatever you speak it for yourself. Somebody else, you put the light on in front of your house for your benefit. For security also, when you walk out, you can see also. Whoever walks past, they're going to get benefit. And a person who puts a light on in front of his house for other people's benefit, not for his own benefit, a stupid person. Put it for your benefit, others will benefit naturally. So you put your light on for your benefit. And remember, whenever you give a bayan or anything, your ears are the closest. Allah taught you a lesson, you are addressing yourself. You first, awwaleen mukhatab, is you yourself. Others are far. I'm speaking now, all but at 1 meter away. My own ears a few centimeters away. You are speaking your own islah. This is the most important. Qari, what was his name? If I remember, very, very jolly person in Amarkaz Nizamuddin. Once they made my tashkil to join him to go to Zimbabwe. As we left Azadwal, as soon as we sat in the car, I asked him, what niyat must I make? With great emphasis and threats, only and only your own islah. Don't make any other niyat, only make your own islah's niyat. And he knew, supposed to be a alim, running a darul ulum, that we will think what islah he needs. But this is that your own islah. But normally we speak to impress people, to make the praises of people, we have to hear the comments people make, etc. That won't get a person anywhere. In Kashkol-e-Marifat, we read here the next nuskha, the next prescription for Husn-e-Khatima to die on Iman. Adhan ke baad ki dua hai. To read the dua after Adhan. This also we are very weak. We don't respect Adhan. We don't answer Adhan. We don't read the dua after Adhan. Think about it. We'll see. Like things like eating dua, we don't read Bismillah. After eating, we don't read. We sit in the car. Seat belt comes immediately. But dua, nothing wrong. Put your seat belt. But read dua. Dua is important. That we don't read. And how many friends I tell them, and they tell you, put a seatbelt, please. But I tell them, and you read the dua, please. Dua we don't read. Dua is so important. So the dua, jisko dua wasila bhi kehte, is called dua of intercession as well. Adhan ke kalimat ka jawab de dijiye. Answer the dua. And learn also, it's written in one kitab, inshallah it will be printed. There are quite a few sunnah duas to be read when we hear Adhan. Read those duas also, and some of them will increase your neki, your good deeds, to what levels? How much it will increase your good deeds? So learn that also, then give answer to the adhan, and then also very important, where the muadzin, in the hadith it comes, say the same words what the muadzin says, except, hayya ala salah and hayya ala falah twice each. They say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Otherwise say the same words what the muadzin says. So the muadzin doesn't say, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we reply, even if we don't reply the adhan, we don't even say, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, but we say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And normally also we find people when adhan starts, those who are somewhat conscious, Allahu Akbar Allah, then silent. Like many imams make dua at the beginning silent, at the end they make dua loudly again. So we also do that. At the beginning, we give jawab, then we are silent, commute, finish, nothing. And then at the end, again, la ilaha illallah. No, the whole adhan you must give jawab and respect the adhan. And then, after that now is the time for Durood Sharif. Now we don't read Durood Sharif. Now we just read the dua, those who read. which are very, very few. But the correct procedure is, where the muadhin doesn't say Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also only read Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasul. After adhan, read dua durood sharif, and then read the dua. Person who does this, is dua par waadahe hallat lahu shafa'ati. Bukhari Sharif ki riwayat hai ki Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam se irshad farmate hain, jo is dua ko padhega uske liye meri shafaat wajib ho jayegi. Hallat ay wajabat lahu shafaati. My intercession is compulsory for that person who listened to the adhan and who read this dua. But read the, a few duas before adhan, make yourself extremely valuable. Reply to the adhan properly, read the durood, read the dua. MashaAllah, how much have, and 5 times a day. Shafaat wajib ho jayegi. Aur jab is dua par Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki shafaat wajib ho gayi to Mulla Ali Qari tahreer farmate fa fihi al isharatu ila basharati husn al khatima. When Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to intercede for you, that means you have to die on iman, and it's a guaranteed prescription of not only iman, of husn al khatima. Guaranteed. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to intercede for, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not going to intercede for the kafirs, for the non-believers. So easy, every time we hear adhan, take the trouble. We, Hadrat Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, in one narration, Allah granted her jannah, forgave her. Somebody saw in the dream, she said, asked her why. She said, once I asked my maid, female attendant, I want water to drink. As she picked it and she put it to her lips, adhan started. She put the glass down. She replied to adhan, gave, on that Allah gave her jannah. Otherwise, what great deeds of hers. So these things are very, very important. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah. Then the benefits of the story which we read of Mahmud Ghaznavi, where he joined the crooks, where they went and steal. There are 5 benefits mentioned, which Hazrat has mentioned. We'll just read 1 or 2 of them. Is hikayat mein ibrat aur nasihat hai ke jis waqt tum jaraim ka irtikab karte ho, shahnashah haqeeqi tumhare saath hota hai aur tumhare kartooton se bakhabar hota hai. Wa huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. That whenever, just like they went to steal, rob, king was with them. They didn't know he's the king. Like that, whenever you do anything wrong, Allah is with you. Huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. He is with you wherever you are, then Allah is with you. Banda jab kisi nafarmani ka irtikab karta hai, to goya khazain hudood ilahiya mein khiyanat karta hai. When you commit a sin, it is as though you are stealing from the treasures of Allah, from the royal treasures, and the king is with you. And he's seeing you are stealing. Allah made it haram for you to look at that woman. You looking at her, you are stealing from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. So, and Allah is watching you, he is with you at that time. Allah ke hukuk ki khiyanat ho, ya bandon ke hukuk ki, ye sab Allah ke khazane ki choriya hai. Whether it's the rights of Allah or the rights of mankind, they are all thefts and robberies in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. Isliye har waqt ye khayal rahe ke shahnashah haqeeqi hamare saath hai. Always think, the greatest king, not Mahmud Ghaznavi, who is the king of one kingdom, the greatest king of all kingdoms is with you. Aur hame dekh raha hai. And as they were stealing, Allah is also watching. He was with them, seeing them stealing from his own treasures. Allah is with you and seeing you. And in front of a baby, you don't want to commit a sin. In front of Allah, such a great king, and openly you commit a sin. Iske samne khazane luta ja raha hai. That in front of him, his treasures are being stolen. Zara socho to sahi, tum kiski chori kar rahe ho. Think a little, from who are you stealing? Wo badshah haqeeqi keh raha hai, ke hum tumhe dekh rahe hai. That king is saying, I'm watching you. What you are stealing, I'm watching, and you are stealing from my kingdom. I'm watching you. Hamare qanoon to nazil ho chuka. Our laws have been already come down. What is halal, haram? What is stealing, etc. Aaj tum qanoon shikni kar lo. Today break my laws. If you want to, you break my laws. Aaj dunya mein to main tumhare sattari karta hoon. In this world, my law is I will cover your faults. Ke shayad tum raah par aa jao. And why I cover your faults? That perhaps you'll make tawbah. You'll come right. I don't want to disgrace you then after that. You'll become my wali. You make tawbah. That's why I'm covering your faults. Lekin agar hosh mein na aaye, if you don't come to your senses, to kal qiyamat mein, jab mashke kasi hui ho, mere paas samne hazir honge, when on the day of qiyamah, people will be chained and roped and gagged and brought in front of me. Us waqt mere qahr aur ghazab se tumhe kaun bacha sakega? That time who will be able to save you from my awe and my anger and my punishment? Just like Mahmud Ghaznavi gave the order they must be put to the gallows. Like that, who will be able to save you? You will be put to the gallows on the day of the Yama. So think of that. The second point is hikayat se ye nasihat bhi milti hai ke Allah Taala gunahon ki saza fil maal yani aakhirat mein denge. That your punishment is not now. This is a place of amal. Your results will come out on the day of qiyamah. The rewards and punishments will be meted out. Agar she duniya mein fil hal nazar andaz farmawe, yeah, Allah covers up and looks over, overlooks. جیسے خزانے شاہی کی چوری کے وقت سلطان اگرچہ چوروں کو دیکھ رہا تھا لیکن ان کے پاس ہی تھا لیکن اس حال میں انہیں سزا نہ دی. Just like when the people were stealing, the king was with them. He saw them stealing from his treasure, but he didn't do anything at that time. The next day, so the next day, Qiyamah's day, you will be brought to task. Now you can steal, Allah is watching you. Don't think that many people today, banks puts interest in our accounts. So, and slowly, slowly a person doesn't think, he starts using that interest. You see, nothing is happening. I'm paying my fines with it, I'm paying my taxes, then slowly he gets more and he uses it now for his other things also. A person working for somebody, very honest at the beginning, slowly he starts stealing also. And he sees nothing happening and he thinks Allah is happy with me. Never be fooled with that. Haram, Allah, yeah, in this world Allah gave the order, I will cover up. I will take you to task afterwards in Akhirah. So don't think that I'm using haram money or I'm doing haram, looking at other women, chatting with them, whatever it is on WhatsApp or all this media networks or whatever, and nothing is happening, things are going smooth. Allah is watching you, what all the haram you are doing. Whether it's you are watching porn or whatever, Allah is watching you.